Thank you, everybody. So happy to be back with you. In just a minute, Korva saves us all using the Rhymelick maneuver. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you about the week's news. Charlie, French President Nicolas Sarkozy made a speech this week, nothing unusual. He had a group of workers standing behind him as a backdrop, not unusual. Turns out, though, that those people had all been screened to make sure they were what?
Shaven.
No.
None of them had wives as hot as Madame Sarkozy.
Now, do you remember? I don't know if you remember this. We covered this in the show, but at the G8 summit, they took a picture of him with all the world leaders, and the uncropped photo showed him standing on his tippy toes.
Oh, they weren't taller than he was.
Right, they're all shorter than he was.
All right, yeah.
News media talked to all the workers at the event, and the ones on the podium who had been on the podium admitted they had been carefully screened for height. None of them were over 5 feet.
If you are
five,
not shorter than a clown, you can't stand behind the president.
What they did was they went to Euro Disney, and it was like, oh, you're taller than this, you get to ride Space Mountain. Not come meet the president. Sarkozy, who around here we like to call Mini-Moi, he is 5'5 himself, he's 5'7 in his heels, and he's 6'5 according to his Match.com profile. He finished the speech, he patted his audience on the head, and then he left the stage. He was followed by reporters hoping he would lead them to his pot of gold. If only there was some sort of French word for the Napoleonic complex, I think we'd be able to...
A French leader who's insecure about his height? What could possibly go wrong?
Kiri, the fear of swine flu is taking a toll around the world. In France, people are being asked to refrain from taking part in what cherished tradition?
Being taller than the president.
Does it have to do with the exchange of affection?
It does, Kiri.
The kiss thing.
The kiss on both cheeks.
Yes.
Very good. Used to be... Used to be you couldn't buy a newspaper in France without the vendor grabbing you and licking your cheeks in that Gallic greeting known as la bise. But now French schools, companies, and a health ministry hotline are telling the French, please, no cheek kissing. It might spread swine flu. Other cultures are being affected. The Japanese are now bowing backwards. Iraqis have given up shoes and are now throwing only freshly laundered socks. Of course, former Idaho Senator Larry Craig only goes out wearing hospital booties on his shoes. As for Silvio Berlusconi, he's covered in a head-to-toe hazmat suit. Charlie, in response to updated laws in Japan, the country's most notorious organized crime group has begun requiring its members to do what?
Register with the local police.
No.
What?
What? I'll give you a hint. Oh. It's sort of like the SAT, the Sopranos aptitude test.
What? They're giving them standardized tests?
Yes, they're giving them exams. They're giving new recruits exams. New laws in Japan mean crime bosses can
they find 65 people stabbed to death with number two pencils?
Pretty much.
Warehouse?
Pencils down. That's not what I meant. New laws mean that crime bosses can be sued for the actions of their underlings, so the Yakuza's not taking any chances. Police investigating a murder found a 12-question exam. It was meant to prepare young hoodlums for a career in hoodlumming.
You know, I hate it, Peter, because you put in standardized tests and they teach the test.
I hate that.
There's no creativity in killing people in the grammar schools over there anymore.
The questions, this is true, they included multiple choice on what activities might be illegal. We're told, though, the next improved version of the test will have a 3-part essay question. Question one, what do you mean? I'm funny? Number two, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. Three, funny how? How am I funny? Then there's math. Math questions. There's a math section. If one car with a freshly empty trunk leaves an abandoned rail yard at 7 p.m., traveling 55 miles per hour, do you know a freaking thing about it? No, you don't. And, of course, a section on anatomy. Find the kneecaps.